Great to be joined by Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman from Salem, and I kind of initiated our conversation and wanting to talk with the Congressman today after the, I guess, not so much the resignation necessarily of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, but the announcement that he would not seek re-election and would stop his service at the end of this year. And we have seen kind of some Twitter posts and a little bit of social media traffic, Jason, about perhaps maybe people interested in you following in Paul Ryan's footsteps as becoming Speaker of the House. And is that just social media traffic, or have you been contacted by anybody for that?
Chad, that's very nice. I've had the great opportunity to serve with Speaker Ryan on the leadership table for some time, and yesterday we knew was going to come at some point. We just didn't know it was going to happen this soon. I can tell you, whenever Speaker Ryan contacted me a couple years ago, whenever Speaker Boehner had announced his resignation, I can remember he said to me, he's like, "Jason, if I become Speaker of the House, then leadership will no longer stand in the way to pass tax cuts." And because I encouraged him not to run for speaker, because I knew how devoted he was to his family and his kids and how much of a sacrifice that is. And look what happened. After 31 years, we passed the Tax Cut and Jobs Act with the help and leadership of the speaker. And, you know, I think he felt like that it was time to go on after serving almost 20 years. So, there's a lot of movement up here, and it'll be interesting how things play out.
I suppose that I should restate then. So is it just social media traffic, or are people talking to you about it?
Oh, it's social media traffic. I appreciate the faith. I enjoy serving in leadership, and my focus is continue to, you know, serve in this in my capacity. I'm the conference chair, and you know, it's a great opportunity for my colleagues to put the faith in me in that position. But my focus is just serving the people in our district. You know, it's interesting. Anytime you have a position or a title, people are always trying to figure out what is his next position or the next thing that he could run for. But I am very happy here, and we'll just see how things play out. Very pleased to be where I'm at now.
All right, fair enough. What will Congress miss with Paul Ryan leaving?
You know, it's a good opportunity for fresh blood. You know, Paul was a good leader when it came to policy and on taxes. Wish we could have got some welfare reform done, and we still can do it. That's something that I've been pushing for. But it's not a bad thing to have new blood.
So you look at this as an opportunity then, perhaps?
It's a fresh approach for new leadership. And the values that we care for in Southeast Missouri, I want to make sure that whoever is the next speaker, that they are pushing for and understand our values and someone we can work with.
Do you think that the fact that Mr. Ryan and the president seem to butt heads quite often, do you feel like that made it difficult for Congress and the president to work together?
I think the relationship that Speaker Ryan and the president had was a good one. I know I've been in numerous meetings with both of them and have seen how they've interacted and how they've joked and how they've talked about personal aspects of their lives, from their families to business. So I think a lot of times the media, the national media, was trying to create a story that just simply wasn't there. But what I have seen in the leadership room with the president and the speaker is good interaction between the two.
All right. Hey, let's move on to a new topic. A balanced budget amendment is up, one that you worked on. A balanced budget in the federal government? Sounds like a dream. Sounds like a dream, huh?
You know, they have it at the state level.
Right.
This was one of the first pieces of legislation I filed when I came to Congress several years ago, and I'm glad to see it on the floor. This is a bill that I'm a sponsor of. So hopefully it'll pass. We have to get our fiscal house in order. We have over $21 trillion in debt. I've said this from day one. If people back in Missouri have to live within their means, federal government would be nice if they could. The state of Missouri has to, so why can't the federal government? And it requires taking some tough decisions, but if you can put in the Constitution to balance the budget, let's do it.
So what teeth are in that legislation, Jason, in case, you know, that didn't happen? What would be the consequences?
Well, it's putting it into the Constitution. So it's a requirement under the Constitution, much like all the other amendments. So it's just like every other amendment to the Constitution. So it's pretty significant. Okay. You're supposed to uphold the Constitution of the United States whenever you're sworn into office.
All right. So it would be an absolute requirement. Do you think it's going to get the necessary backing?
I sure hope so, but, you know, I would never always predict things in Congress. I think we'll be able to pass it out of the House of Representatives with no problems. The Senate's always a question.
Okay. I know that you travel a lot. I mean, you like to be in district as much as you can, but you also like to be in D.C. representing your district as much as you can. One of the things that you do to perhaps keep in touch even more when you are in Washington is Teletown Hall meetings, and that's an opportunity, I guess, for any constituent to kind of maintain contact with you. Is that right?
Absolutely. Interaction is the best aspect of this job. Last week, I was traveling throughout our congressional district, visiting at chambers, rotaries, small businesses, schools, and when I'm not back home, the best way that I can interact with the folks here in Washington, D.C. is doing these teletown halls. We're planning one this week, and it's a way for individuals to ask questions directly to us. Sometimes we have up to 15,000 people that will be on our teletown halls, and it can get quite interesting. You never know what they're going to ask and what they're going to say, but I love it. It definitely lets me know the feedback from people of whether they like the direction of some of the decisions I've made or whether they haven't. It's very helpful and constructive to me.
Jason, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
It's always good to talk with you, Chad.
All right, Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman, joining us on this legislative report right here on Regional Radio.